Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk sales and what you can and should be doing between now and the spring to make sure you have a great 2025. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Chris and Brett Botcher from Brother to Brother U. I stumbled upon these two fitness gurus over a year ago, and I'm glad I did. In the last 6 months, they've helped me lose close to 20 pounds with their wisdom, encouragement, and accountability. Hopefully, when I see you at Grow in Columbus next February, you will notice, for the first time in close to 20 years, my weight has a number one in front of it, and I have more energy, feel better, and actually am enjoying this process. Go to brothertobrotheru.com to learn more and expect to hear from Chris and Brett soon on this podcast. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. You may have heard me say that nothing happens till somebody sells something. I know that statement seems so basic, but it's true. For the first 10 years of my business, I have to admit that I basically took most of November off and certainly all of December when it came to sales. And to be completely blunt, until about 6 years ago, I don't think we were really handling sales the way they needed to be handled here if you want to grow a business at Grunder Landscaping. So I guess if you don't want to grow, you can turn this episode off right now. And if you do want to grow, stick with me for another 15 minutes or so, and I'm going to help you. For starters, you have to know who your ideal client is. That is so important. We cannot be everything to everyone, folks. You've got to know who your most profitable clients are, who you enjoy working with, and who you can add to the stable of clients, the sustainable ones, the ones that make your business sustainable. For example, while I'd love to tell you that we only do great big million-dollar-plus residential projects, the kinds that win the NALP awards and so on and so forth, we don't. There just aren't enough of those projects in Dayton, Ohio, or even Cincinnati, Ohio, where we're opening up a branch, for that to be our sole focus. It doesn't mean we don't go for them. We still do. But we have a ton of maintenance work we have to go over, which is less sexy, but very profitable and sustainable. So we got to know what type of an organization we can really grow a business. We're still going to go for all that high-end work, but that's not how we're going to get to 30 million, which is what our ultimate dream is here to get it to. You got to have your buckets of revenue defined. Vince often calls that your business mix. You got to have the quantity of the type of work that you need each year. So who are your ideal clients? And then along with that, where are they? Where are they located? How close are they to your office and your shop? What's your route density? Who are they? What are the common traits amongst them? We found in marketing that the more common traits you can find amongst your clients, you sometimes can figure out how to market them. For example, we do a little bit of marketing with this physician's directory that they put out. And in the past, it's been quite profitable for us because we knew we were working with other doctors. How many clients can you handle? What's your capacity? All those things, you got to think through that. It's basic, but folks, without a focus, you'll wander aimlessly. And if you are a hunter or a fisherman or fisherwoman, you have to have the right target in place there. You got to have the right rod, reel, and bait if you're a fisher, or a gun if you're a hunter. You got to have all the locations, all that stuff, the details, all right, of where we're going to fish, where we're going to hunt, what we're fishing for, what we're hunting for, what kind of gun do I have to use to shoot a deer or whatever you're trying to hunt for, a bow and arrow, whatever it is. You got to have those details. Fish. You're going to use a different rod, reel, and bait if you're fishing for pompano off the coast of West Palm Beach, Florida, versus fishing for stream in a Missouri river. All right? That's how you're successful. In business, it's the same way. There's a comparable there. The more clear you are to what you're looking for and how much and so on, the easier it is, ladies and gentlemen, to formulate a plan to go get the work done. Okay? So the first thing is the ideal client. The second thing I want you to be clear on is a sales goal for the company and each person that sells. I think without targets, everybody just kind of wanders and there's no motivation around it. There's no goal. There's no focus. We work with our salespeople here very, very closely. We want them to have a goal that they think they can accomplish. And keep in mind, for some, they are scared to do that. And we do, quite frankly, have to often push on our people and ask them for more and show them why their goal can be higher than what they think it could be so that they can sell more. To be blunt with you, those conversations, they always end up in a good place. This isn't some like argument with our sales team. There's a lot of dialogue that goes on. It's your goal as a leader to be realistic and empathetic, but you also should be demanding with goals and push in a nice way on your people. Remember, somebody around there has to have lofty goals and is pushing a growing organization to another level. I have found that the best way to push is to dig in with them, as well as setting a good example yourself. My friend, mentor coach Ed Epley says, the only way a company can improve is if the team gets better every year. All right, so you got to be out there working with them. Help them close deals. Set a good example. If you're also involved in sales, make sure that you're making your sales, that you're setting a good example. Again, it's a basic tenet that we talk about here in the Grow Group all the time. But you, the person looking at me here on YouTube, if you're watching us along on YouTube, you've got to be great at the things you want your followers to be good at, all right? Your team has to be able to sell more and get more done each year than they did the year before to get a raise, like my friend Ed Epley has taught me. If they're just going to sell the same amount that they did last year, that doesn't make any sense. We're trying to move forward. You ought to be able to get more efficient. You ought to be able to sell more through your contacts. Referrals ought to be coming in. There ought to be some renewal work that you can get, depending on how you do that in your company. All right. But our sales professional at Grunder Landscaping Company receive a salary plus a commission. We are more heavily focused on the commissions, and our team has unlimited earning potential. So if they want to make more, they got to sell more. And if they are organized, they can do this in a reasonable amount of time, okay? Knowing that there are times when we really need them to push and we listen to them, and then there are times when they need us. Their daughter has a ballet recital. Their kid has a soccer game. There's an Indian Guides event or whatever it is out there, all right? It's a two-way street. It's not the company always making withdrawals. There's been enough deposits put in your bank account by the sales they've made, and there's been enough deposits put in your sales team's account by the commissions that you've paid them, and also by the acts of kindness, the understanding, the leeway. I'll tell you something. We have found it's amazing what offering up some extra days of vacation does for motivating salespeople. So that's just a little side trick. We'll talk motivation in an upcoming episode of The Grow Show powered by Steel. So we've got our ideal client. We've got some goals, and those are basically strategic perspectives, okay? Tactfully, I went to the most tactical person I know, Seth Flum, our president, and I talked to him for a few moments yesterday about what salespeople should be doing right now, and he gave me some gold I want to share with you. Seth said, number one, make sure you're wrapping up your 2024 tight with great client communication and service. And what he's talking about there, folks, is part of selling 2025 is keeping your current clients happy. Happy clients stay, and happy clients tell others about your business. Seth is so right here. I have told thousands of landscapers, folks, all over the U.S. and Canada in sessions, on the Grow Show right here, in columns that I write, and in places near and far between, the absolute best form of marketing is a job well done. Nothing will ever come close, okay? So finish on a high note this year. Make sure the accounts look good. Make sure there's good communication. You're thanking them. You're sending them a note. Make sure your existing client base is happy. One of the key components of our growth here at Grunder Landscaping Company, where we've gone from 4.5 to 15 million in the last 3 years, is that we are averaging about a 94% renewal rate. When you are adding new clients, folks, and keeping them, that's a great recipe for success. So we're adding a base and we're adding to it. We're not going backwards. We're not adding 50 new accounts and losing 57. We're adding 50 new accounts and we're losing 4. Okay, so the 94% renewal is an instrument of our quality. All right, so number one, focus on the communication, ending on a high note. Number two, now is the time to start focusing on residential maintenance. Sadly, but true, most commercial accounts have been presented and will be making decisions soon if they haven't made it already. There's going to be some stragglers that come into the game that don't do their jobs well and wait till the last minute, and the commercial landkeeping, commercial maintenance game. We get that, but you can't count on them now. Those are things you're going to have to look at next year. We found they don't stick around and they don't value service, the ones that come in late like that. Focus on organized and proactive accounts, which pay fast, well, and they value your service and your attention. And next year, put this in your calendar right now, look for your commercial accounts in June and July, not November. Go put it in your calendar right now. All right, so we talked about focusing on ending on a high note. We talked about residential is a great time to sell. Commercial, there may be some stragglers, not saying give up, but put that in your calendar for next June and July. And then three, you should be thinking about selling your 2025 August schedule now. June and July of 2025, those are going to fill up with enhancements in your maintenance clients and work you've already sold. One of my clients in the Grow Group told me a long time ago, he says, was never worried about spring because every company has a spring. And he's so true about that statement that you're going to be busy in the spring, but you got to be focused on the months of August, September, and October right now where your enhancement and DB teams start cranking out projects. Put that stuff on there. Think it through. Great stuff from Seth there, folks. Really, really good stuff. Couple more ideas and we'll wrap a bow on this edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. We talked when we started about your ideal clients. So who are some ideal prospects? Reach out to them right now. Do some warm calls. We don't do cold calls here at Grunder. A cold call means you don't know anything. There's Google. There's LinkedIn. You can ask a neighbor. Look and find some information. Don't just do a complete cold call where you don't know anything, okay? I know of some companies that have called on accounts that their company already had, and they walked in and did that, okay? I know that sounds stupid, but it happens. You tell everybody to go on a blitz and you're not organized with your efforts and you can do stupid things like that. All right, so do some warm calls. Invite them to lunch or just go see them. Send them an unsolicited quote, all right? I know with Property Intel and Aspire for here at Grunder Landscaping Company, it's so easy to do a quote. There's no point in asking them if you can get a quote together. Just put it together and take it to them. Do something, folks. For those clients you have that are ideal, do they know other ones? Ask them for help. Do you have great seats for the basketball or hockey games? Take one of those clients and ask them to bring two friends or two business people that they know that have properties that might be someone that you could do business with. You might be surprised how well this works, folks. Every week, your calendar should be full of efforts to find some prospects. If you do nothing, what happens? Right? What happens? Nothing. That's what. So I hope in a small way that we helped you see today some ways you can make more sales right now in this month at the end of the year. Look, folks, I was not a very good student at the University of Dayton in the late 80s and early 90s. I just wasn't. But I have always worked hard and I have always been a good listener. And now at 56 years of age, I think you could say that I am not only a very good student, but I'm a pretty good teacher. Why? Because I was driven and remain driven to get better. And I've worked very hard at sales. I don't take no for an answer. I will keep going. We all have gifts, ladies and gentlemen. Sales is a gift I have. And I know if you're willing to put the effort in, you will win at sales too. I think everybody by following a process can be a great salesperson. We've got several people here at Grunder and we've got hundreds of sales professionals we've trained to do the same thing. You can do that. Make that extra call. Go back through this episode again. Slow it down. Pause it. Take some more notes and see what you need to do right now and what do you need to put in your calendar for 2025 to make 2025 more successful. Remember about those commercial accounts. Going after them next June or July, not now, you're a little too late. Going after winter work from the start of the season till the end of the year. To go out now and try to find winter work, you may have some success, but it's better to be looking at that year round. Make some sales, folks, and take your company to another level. I'm going to let you get to work, and I'm running out here right now to meet a contractor, true story, that has a ton of clients that we could also work with, all right? They're not in the landscaping business. They're in another line of work. My hope is that he's going to let me mail a letter to all of his clients that comes from him. I'm going to write it for him, and he's going to send it to his clients telling them that we're good, we'd like to work with them, so on and so forth. And then I'm going to ask him if I can write a letter for him to send to our clients. I'm pretty good at writing those letters, they say, and I'm hoping I walk away from this meeting with this contractor where we can try to help each other. That's yet another idea you might be able to take and use. So what are you waiting for, folks? Let's grow. Speaking of Grow 2025 is in Columbus at the nicest hotel we have ever had grow at. It's the Hilton in Columbus. It's brand new and it's fabulous. And if you sign up now, the rooms are very affordable. I believe the last time I checked, there's still a lot left in the room block. They're under $200 a night, which is not bad for a, honestly, a really, really nice hotel. Plane tickets into Columbus, check Southwest, check American, check Delta, check United. They're very affordable now. When you plan, folks, you save money. So go sign up right now. We'll teach more about sales and a host of other things, including touring the incredible Hidden Creek facility and meeting that awesome, very relatable team. Jason and his guys are going to blow it out of the water. I can't wait. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take this episode out right now and text it, forward it to your team, maybe a friend that you know that's a landscape professional or any landscape pro you know. That helps us find more success landscape professionals. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.